Welcome to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dave Brock. Good morning, Coach Brock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A nice road win for you guys. Improved to 2-0 with a 24-6 victory at Lafayette. Give me your impressions on that victory.
Well, certainly pleased to win. Went on the road. Hard-fought game. I thought that we really played exceptionally on defense and played really, really well on special teams. You know, offensively, we didn't play a very good half. We lost Wes Hills on the first play, the first offensive player of the game after he had run a kickoff back about 55 yards. And we lost a little bit of our air there, I think. And, we're just not efficient enough throwing the ball. We dropped four balls that two of them would have been game changers and momentum makers in the first half and would have put us up a couple scores. And, we weren't able to secure those, missed a throw that we need to make. But we got back on track at halftime and we were able to rely on the running game and go get it. And I think we really captured the line of scrimmage middle of the third quarter on and were able to finish the game off. And certainly the score wasn't indicative of the game. But we're pleased and we'll take it.
I know, as you said, it sounds like some frustrations with the passing game and not where you want, but you guys up 10-6 and get that 91-yard scoring drive and the big pass from Joe to Deontay Cherry on 4th and 6. How big was that play maybe to create some momentum as we go forward?
Well, I mean, you certainly hope so. I mean, again, I think, from my confidence level's high, but I don't throw it and I don't catch it. So we just got to continue to work with those guys and we're going to make the calls we need to make with the appropriate time and we're going to have confidence that we certainly can execute it. But ultimately we have to go out and do it. And again, we had some great looks and we need to find a way to play the last 20 minutes like we did in the first 20 minutes and then it's a completely different game. But I was glad, on the road and in a tough, hot condition. The guys really bowed up and we ran the ball with authority and defensively, we played a field position game. We punted the ball and felt like if we didn't give them momentum or a short field that they were not capable of driving the ball against us and even the one mistake we made with a fumble punt, the defense got a 3-and-out field goal from the 11-yard line and we were able to play great defense and keep ourselves in the game.
We're here with Delaware head coach Dave Brock. If you have a question for Coach Brock here this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You mentioned the injury to Wes, but having that depth that we've talked about, or you've talked about, Thomas Jefferson comes in, 124 yards, Jalen Randolph with 105. First, how bad is the injury to Wes, and then talk about how nice it is to be able to turn to two other guys like Thomas and Jalen.
Well, I mean, certainly those guys are good players. Wes will be all right. He won't play this week, but he'll be okay going forward. I would anticipate he'll be ready for the conference games. Thomas and Jalen, I mean, they're both frontline players in this league without question. So for them to go out and play like they're capable of playing would really be the expectation. And again, they fed off each other. We rotated them through and both of them had really, really dynamic, really critical runs for us in the fourth quarter. And that's the expectation, and certainly they lived up to it.
Got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Kayla.
Kevin Trasoni of Delaware Online.
Well, good, Dave. I just wanted to get the update on Wes, and you just answered that, so I'll see you in 45 minutes. Thank you.
Dave, you touched on another big effort from your defense holding Lehigh to just 189 yards and a big interception by Ray Jones there in the fourth quarter. How big was that play for you?
Yeah, I mean, critical. Obviously that was a game-ending play. Fortunately, it gave us the ability to get another score and put the game legitimately out of reach. But we played great the whole game on defense. I mean, we were able to play field position with our special teams. Our punter did a phenomenal job. I think they might have started, seven or eight drives inside their own 20, probably four drives inside their 10. When you're in that type of game and field position's at a premium, I think that they managed the game really well as players and did a great job tackling. We got the ball out a bunch. We got to get more of the balls that we get out. I think there were four opportunities with the ball on the ground. We didn't get any of them and had a shot at a couple. You know, so we got to be, you know, we're pretty ball disruptive. We need to be a little bit more productive when it's out. But I mean, we're swarming, we're tackling, we're playing fast and physical. You know, all the things that we want to do, I think we've been able to do defensively. You know, we just got to keep it going and continue to get after the quarterbacks.
I was going to say, how good was your defensive front once again, specifically Jason Thompson, a couple of sacks in that game, and you guys seem to continue to be able to put pressure on up front.
Yeah, I think schematically, we're a little bit different than we've been. We have more players, more availability, in terms of being able to have some interchangeable pieces and you know, whether it's play three down and rush a linebacker or four down with some different guys, you know, especially some talented guys rushing the quarterback. We've been able to put more pressure on the quarterback with a four-man rush and again, create some looks, create some one-on-ones for guys that we think can win them. And so far so good, and we just got to continue to do that on a weekly basis, try to create opportunities for the right guys.
With trailing 6-3 in the third quarter and pulling out, as you said, a tough win on the road and now 2-0, how much confidence does that start give you guys right now?
Well, you feel good. I mean, certainly the situation that we needed to be in, and now a trip to Wake Forest against what's a very good football team, it will be a great challenge, and I think it comes at a great time for us. I think it gives us an opportunity to travel down there and play a really good opponent and see how we stack up and see how we match up and you got an off week after it and then the conference. So, you know, I really like the way the schedule played out. I really like the opportunity that we have at 2-0, and we're excited about getting to work this week and going down there.
As you started to look at Wake Forest, just talk about their team and a little bit some of the challenges that they present.
Well, for me anyway, I think it starts with Coach Clawson. I think Dave's well known in this league, for the type of coach he is, the type of program builder he is. Was a great assistant in the league for many, many years, and has obviously proven to be a tremendous builder of programs, whether it's Richmond, Bowling Green, or now Wake. So, certainly a signature win last week at Duke. In a very, very rivalry type game, they got to be sky high right now at 2-0 and feeling like they've got some traction and their footing. He's done a great job recruiting. He's done a really good job putting, I think, the team together the way he sees it, the way he wants it, and he's got a great staff that does a fantastic job in terms of putting their players in positions where they can make plays and have some advantages, and it'll be a great challenge for us, no question about it.
Your guys have some experience. You guys go on the road last year in North Carolina and battled them for a good chunk of the game. Two things. One is, do you take anything from that, or at least for your guys to return and that they were able to go toe-to-toe with Carolina for a while? And then two, as a coach, what are some of the keys? What do you need to do to be able to pull an upset against an FBS team?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, some of those things that you hope to carry over is certainly the guys who went down there and competed last year, you know, should have the confidence that if we play like we're capable of playing and do the things that we need to do to be successful, then you know, you have a chance. And that's really all you want in these games. I mean, you want to go down there and you know, put yourself in a position where you can get the game to the fourth quarter and have a chance to win it. You know they have, 25, 30 more scholarships than you do. They're going to play a lot more people, certainly at home, than you'll have available to you. But we're going to go down there and give it our best shot. We're going to go down there and throw everything we got at them and try to play like crazy and see whether or not we can pull off an upset.
All right, Dave. Good luck down at Wake Forest on Saturday. Thanks for your time here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.